Will Gadd joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good morning, Rob. How's it going?
Good. You're here to talk a little bit about the Canmore Bouldering Cave. What exactly is this?
The Canmore Bouldering Cave is a co-op of people who are really into climbing and training for climbing in the valley, and a bunch of the youth team members. It's an industrial bay down there in Bow Meadows Crescent.
Is this where the old Vision Climbing Gym used to be?
You know, it's a lot like the old Vision Climbing Gym, but it's actually just across the street in Mark Kidner's place over there.
What's the story with the Canmore Bouldering Cave right now? I understand you need a bit of help.
We're trying to find some more members for it. It's a co-op. It's kind of a special place. You know, you can go in there with your kids and it's not packed. So, you know, a lot of us like to bring our kids in there on Sunday morning. We can all climb. The kids can climb. It's a safe environment for them. And it's the only place around where we can also train with ice tools in the afternoons and in the evening for winter climbing. But as everybody knows, rent in Canmore is a big expense, as is insurance. So we're trying to get about 10 or 15 more members to come and climb and have a good time and train hard.
Is there a risk of things closing down here if you can't find the members?
Yeah, I mean, it's a business. Nobody's making any money off of this. Expenses are high in Canmore, and if we don't get enough members, then unfortunately we'd have to just say, hey, it's been a great run. I'm hoping that people out there listening to this might go, hey, this sounds like a lot of fun and I want to check it out.
So what kind of benefits does membership offer there?
It's basically just a straight place to go climbing 24 hours a day. You get a key code, you can train anytime and bring your kids in there. You can bring your dog in there. It's just a really relaxed, fun environment. And people train hard in there. It's set up with all the dry tooling, ice climbing stuff. And for somebody who is a little bit more limited in their time, it's a great option here in town.
How can people find out more about membership?
There's a Facebook page. If people just search for the Canmore Bouldering Cave on Facebook, it comes up really quickly. And then they're welcome to drop me an email through my website. And again, I don't own the place or anything. This is a co-op. This is just a group of people running a place to trade together. But yeah, just willgadd.com, and happy to answer any questions. And you should come in and have a session, Rob.
Yeah, that might be fun. So do you have kind of a drop dead date when you need to have these registrations in to know whether you can continue?
By about the next week, if we don't have enough to go forward, we'll shut it down. And one thing that has been really great about this is the support has been incredible. This kind of started out before Elevation Place got going, and the town really helped out to give kind of an interim place to make it happen. And this isn't like, you know, a bad feeling situation. It's been great. If we can get some more members, we'd be psyched. Otherwise, we absolutely appreciate the support of everybody that's made this happen. It's been one of the coolest things I've been involved with, you know, kids running paintbrushes and local contractors helping out for really reduced or free rates. It's been just a really cool thing. And if it keeps going, that's great. And if it doesn't work out, it'd be a bit sad. But that's the economic reality here. We're not looking for the massive handouts or anything.
Right. Well, only about a dozen memberships or so need to be sold to help save the Canmore Bouldering Cave. If you'd like to find out more details, again, Canmore Bouldering Cave on Facebook, or just get in touch with Will Gadd through his website. Will, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for all you do, and good luck with it.